My name is Kevin Shepherd. I'm a high school teacher over at Grand Valley High School in Parachute, Colorado. I teach AP US History, and for a project, several of my students will be interviewing veterans dating all the way back to World War II. We are working with veterans at the Community Living Center in Rifle, Colorado with Jeff Landstrom.
My name is Jeff Landstrom, and I'm the marketing director at the Veterans Community Living Center in Rifle. And just a little bit about our building. We're a 24/7 skilled nursing facility that caters specifically to veterans, their spouses, widows, and Gold Star parents. While we're one of five similarly purposed facilities in the state of Colorado, we're actually the only one on the Western Slope. And from the moment that Mr. Shepherd and I began talking about this project, I was immediately excited and ready to get it done, because this building really just contains a wealth of knowledge for anyone interested in learning about critical and pivotal times in our nation's history.
I'm Bailey Perkins, and I'm with Jocelyn Munoz, and we will be interviewing Bernard Weber today. Bernard Weber just celebrated his 100th birthday.
Before we start, we wanted to thank you for your service and for always being there. And our first question is, how or why did you become a soldier?
I didn't become a soldier. I was in the Navy.
Oh. All right. So why were you in the Navy?
Well, it was right after the Depression, you know, with just leaving. And jobs was hard to find. And I didn't want to go in the Army because they were just starting to build a Navy and everything up. Just before I went in, you had to have a high school education to get in the Navy. I think they must have realized it's going to get in a war for too long, so they started building up all the fleets and stuff. And they took that high school back off, because I only went to the ninth grade. Well, I didn't even graduate in the ninth. I liked a month of going. I know that I was probably going to have to go sometime, so I know that if I went in the Navy, I'd have a place to sleep and three meals a day. You wouldn't be laying in a foxhole somewhere. That's the reason I went in the Navy.
Okay, our next question for you is, how are you feeling when you were going into World War II?
I only had 5 months to go till I got discharged for my first service, 4 years. So I was planning on getting out and maybe going home. And then Pearl Harbor came, and I was on the Oklahoma, and it got sunk at Pearl. So I had to stay.
All right. So our next question is, do you remember the first time you were in the Navy? If so, how was it like?
Oh, I liked it, because I went through training and then went signed to the Oklahoma. And I got in the officer's boat crew, and I really liked it. So up to Pearl, it was pretty good.
All right. So when you were involved in the Navy, what specific things did you have to do?
Well, I was the boatswain mate. At that time, you had 3 right arm rates, and all the left of them was the rest of them was the left arm rate. And the 3 arm right arm rates was the boatswain mate, which was first one. Gunner's mate was second, and a quartermaster was third. The boatswain mate was in charge of all the anchoring, tying up, running all the cranes to bring supplies aboard, and all the equipment to refuel destroyers. And they was in charge of all the boats. In fact, they was in charge of everything from the main deck up.
So our next question is, what motivated you to get through hard times?
Get through hard times?
Yeah, so what motivated you to get through hard times?
Well, I guess I got married and had a daughter, and I had to raise her. That was probably the main thing.
another question I'm going to ask, and it can be kind of fun, it can be serious with this one, is what is one thing that you missed while you were in the Navy?
Oh, probably the family. Because I was raised on a farm, and there was only 9 of us kids. So that's probably what I missed most.
All right, so our next question is, what are some things you did after serving our country?
After serving it?
Yes.
Well, when I first got out, I'd got married and had this little girl. And I went back to Fort Lupton, Colorado, where my dad had a farm. And so when I got out, I took over the farm, the home farm, and he bought another one. And I done that for about 7 years, I guess. I tried that farming, and it was kind of a hard time to make a living. So I finally found out that farm wasn't going to pay off. 1 year it would, and next year it wouldn't. So I changed from that job. I went to work for Smith Welding and Engineering Company in Denver. And then I went from there. My wife's brother lived out in Oregon and working in the timber. And he told me if I come out there, he'd get me a job. So I loaded up and got as far as Craig. And got talking to the guy, and he was the head of a seismograph outfit. And he told me if I needed a job, he'd give me one. So I went to work for the Carter Oil Company for about 6 years. But we had to move every year. At least once a year we'd move from, we went from Cortez to Rock Springs to Kilmer, then to Longmont, Colorado, and then back to Rock Springs, then to Craig, Colorado, and then ended up in Moab. Well, my daughter was going into high school. When she's little, it didn't make no difference, you know, about moving because she'd make friends, little kids, fast. But when you get in high school, that's a different story. So I told her when she got in high school or junior high, wherever we was at, I'd quit. So we happened to be in Moab, and she graduated. Before that, I'd quit Carter Oil, because I know they was gonna move back to Cortez.
One of our last questions that I have for you is, for students today, what main things do you want them to know?
Get that college education. That's the main thing. I got 3 great-grandsons, and 2 of them's got college education. The other one, he's thinking about it. He's just starting. And that's what I told them. I agree with Hillary Clinton. You got to have that college education anymore.
Well, we really thank you for all the service you have done for us, and thanks for answering all our questions.
Thanks for listening today. We're just so thankful for organizations like KDNK and educators like Mr. Shepherd, who are in the business of empowering youth education and are motivated enough to make these types of hands-on learning experiences happen in communities across the Western Slope.
This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, Grand Valley High School, and KDNK.